The debate about how to punish drug offenders isn't new. Thomas Reyes has been in and out of jail on drug charges for the last 6 years.
Because when I was locked up in jail, almost everybody had some type of addiction, whether it be marijuana, heroin, cocaine.
He's been addicted to meth and opiates, but instead of going back to jail after his last arrest, he asked to be sent to a drug treatment program. He's now attending People in Progress, a program that helps addicts recover.
And I know if there was some type of help that we could offer as an alternative besides going to prison and jail, I think it'd be a lot better for today.
Proposition 5 on California's state ballot would increase funding for drug treatment and rehab programs for nonviolent drug offenders and parolees, and that will probably mean less jail time. Margaret Dooley Samuli with the Drug Policy Alliance Network says the measure would save taxpayers $2.5 billion by reducing the cost of incarceration and also reducing the number of people that are returning to jail.
Prop 5 is going to change the system from how we intervene with young people so that we direct them towards drug treatment and rehabilitation and a positive future as opposed to the road to lifelong incarceration.
But Peter Radovich with the Los Angeles Police Protective League said in today's meeting that the measure would create loopholes for offenders to get away with lesser punishment for their crimes.
The initiative is deceptive. It contains a loophole allowing defendants accused of crimes to effectively escape prosecution.
The decision will end up in the hands of California voters in November. Caitlin Finero, Edinburgh Radio News.